Blog Talk Radio.
Unbothered. 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 Impermeable. Unbothered. Impermeable. Unbothered. I'm the people's champ. Obama. And you don't understand. Melania. Permeable. Unbothered. Sick. Allergic to the con artist. Shoo. Fake woke. Shoo. An imposter. Only real ones up in my roster. Like Junior C. That's my
Happy Tuesday. You got an echo.
Yep. All right. I'm in two places at once.
Happy Tuesday. I can't believe it's Tuesday. Like, I'm still thrown off from last week.
I know. And we haven't been on for a little while, and it still seems like we just did it.
I know. Yeah. It's been a while, right?
Yeah. Like 2 or 3 weeks.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yep.
But we're here.
And
back,
I've been
back at
yes.
it.
Yes, and I've been completely disconnected, so I don't know anything going on in the world. No TV, no social media, nothing. I don't know nothing.
Let's see. I mean, there's been a lot that's happened, I guess, since the last time we got on. I know with the whole Sha'Carri Richardson thing, that's just crazy. And it's not even just her that has been having issues with the Olympics. She's a track runner. Sasha, you know about her, Sasha, right?
Right.
I
was listening to an interview Daddy did the other day, and he was talking about it.
Yeah. It's been a few people that have been getting sort of like issues with, you know, being able to compete. There's the African sister that's they're saying that she has too much testosterone, so they're
That's
not
crazy.
Letting her run. Yeah, and this is what
That's
she's born
crazy.
With. It's not like she takes supplements. There's a few people that actually
right.
test with too much testosterone, and it's like it's not necessarily fair that they're born like this. There's nothing that they could do to stop it, and it's like,
right.
but they can't
right.
compete. And then Sha'Carri tested positive for marijuana, which, you know, she used recreational, but as a therapeutic for, you know, the passing of her mother, her recent mother, and it's legal.
Anxiety
and
it's stuff.
Allowed,
yeah, right.
you know, but they're saying, I guess over there it's not allowed. You can't, no, they said that they put her like on something for 30 days, like a ban for 30 days. She couldn't run, but then they still kicked her off the team and everything. And I'm just like, this is just, they're making up rules as they go along because they couldn't disqualify her for anything else. So they found the most thing because they know she was going to win. She was killing them.
Of course. Sad. It's sad that people are so, like, insecure with themselves that they'll stop people just because they're better. That's crazy.
Oh,
Dad,
it happens
wait, can we hear,
everywhere.
Can you?
Oh.
Sorry to interrupt you, but I just want to make sure, because I see Daddy on. Daddy, can you hear us?
Oh, yeah, I hear you fine. Everything's good.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Because I went and you were automatically on. And I was like, who pressed the button? I went to check and bring you in, and you were already in. I was like, all right, okay, all right.
That's funny.
Sounds good to me. But what were you saying, Candace? I'm sorry.
Keith unmuted him.
Oh,
thank you, Keith.
That's why I was like, wait, what happened? Right, thank you. Wait, I forgot about that. I'm so used to being frantic. I forgot that we have the most amazing guy helping us out behind the scenes, too. I didn't forget, but some, you know. You know.
That's funny.
Thank you.
But what was I? Oh, no, I was just saying like that. It's just amazing. But that happens in everything that we do and everything that we touch. And it's like it's sad, but those because she's 22, I believe. She definitely took the high road. She didn't complain about it. She didn't, you know, pout about it. People were more upset about it, like verbally upset and angry about it. And like a bunch of like celebrities came out and spoke about it than she was. She was just like, you know, I'm going to own my situation. And, you know, you'll see me next year as the world champ. And, you know, that should... Yep. You know, make her stronger, and it will. She's gonna gain
her.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. And she's young enough nothing to that... be able to go to the Olympics. You know, next time.
Yep. Nothing that anybody does is gonna change her excellence. Like that's the one thing that nobody can take that from you. When you're excellent mm-hmm. at something, nobody can take it from you. Nobody.
Yeah, you don't need validation from anywhere.
Exactly. Nobody can take it from you. I know you were talking about it, Daddy. Saying you
say
about her?
Well, you know, I just want to step...
You were talking about it the other day.
Yeah, I just want to step back. Well, first, you know, so many times, Sasha and Conde K, I'm talking to you and things like that. I forget that Keith is on. So let me just thank my brother Keith and acknowledge him for all the great work he's doing on this platform. Just much respect to you, brother Keith. Because, you know, we're always getting into conversations, but we don't always realize who's making things happen. So thank you, brother Keith.
Exactly.
But, you know, even with this that we're talking about, you know, I just think we all need to step back and kiss ourselves. That's what James Brown said. I want to jump back and kiss my... Look, let me say something
That's
to black
right.
folk for a minute. You must come to understand that when the Creator first had in her mind what he wanted to do, he thought about black people. He wanted to bring melanated people into the world, and he created a world where you must be melanated in order to start. Put in our gene, in our DNA, our divineness, we were given the ability to excel like a god or a goddess. And we have been doing this for millions of years. We don't know our history, fundamentally, how great we are. Sister Shikari, she gonna come back. If they thought she was a superhuman before, wait till you see what sister's gonna do on the track when she come back.
That's
rhymes. I like that. Wait till you see.
Yep.
Wait till you see what she does. In the image of her mother is going to come down and going to embrace her. And for whatever limitations mother had in her life, come on, we all come from community. We all know what happens to our people. We all understand what we go through as a people, the pain that we go through daily. No excuses, but there are reasons. Mother is going to come down with a love supreme for her baby girl, and they're going to have to create a new type of race for her to run, like Simone Biles. They're going to have to create a new type of gymnastics in basketball. They have to create a new type of basketball. They have to create a three-point shot because the two-point shot was so easy. They had to raise the hoop, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Wilt Chamberlain and all those big brothers. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
7'7" brothers. Wait till them other brothers come up out the mountains of Ethiopia. You see how tall they are.
Yep.
See, you know what we have to do right now? We have to kick back for a moment and ask ourselves, why do Europeans act the way they act? Not just what they do. Not just what they do. What they do is a result of why they do it. You see, I did a presentation, and I don't know if this is the one you're talking about, Sasha. I did a presentation, well, an Instagram live on the difference between symbol and symbolique. S-Y-M-B-O-L-I-Q-U-E, symbolique. Symbol is a symbol of what something is in terms of your thoughts. Symbolique is the reason why that symbol means what it does. Now, you can have one symbol and multiple symboliques. For instance, the sun. If I were to draw a yellow sun on a page and ask a kindergarten child, what are you looking at when you see that? They say, well, it's the sun. They say, okay, well, it's, some might say, well, it's a sign of resurrection, like sun up and sun down. Some might say it represents the ability to always shine. It could represent heat. The symbolique, there are many symboliques to the symbol, like the sun. Same thing with a heart. If I drew a heart, you know, some people who are a little bit more romantic would say, oh, that's like Valentine's Day. Some other people will say, well, that's what beats and keeps us alive. So you can have one symbol, but many symboliques.
Interesting.
Everything that you see happening, be it them take away our vote, be it to forbid Simone Biles from doing what she does so good in gymnastics, whether it is to stop Sha'Carri. Now, please understand, Sha'Carri broke the rules. And that's why Sister mm-hmm. so eloquently came forward and said what she said. You know, you play mm-hmm. the game, you go by the rules. If you break the rules, there's a price to be paid. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I understand that. And I respect the way the sister handled her business.
Mm-hmm.
But behind that, you also have to ask yourself, okay, well, let's say Sha'Carri, like you're not all up into Sha'Carri because Sha'Carri's black. Let's say it's not because she's black. Well, now explain to me why the swimming team, you're saying they can't wear certain caps when they swim.
The caps that are big enough for our thick hair. They're thick for hair instead of that thin, you know, frivolous hair that the opposite may have. You know, just don't hate because our hair is thick and beautiful.
All of it, the symbol is your melanin. The symbolique is all the things they do to you when they see you and your melanin. They are fearful of you. They don't hate you. Hate is a response to something deeper. Kandake, you can teach us about this. Mm-hmm. It's deeper than that. When mm-hmm. folk come to a social worker or to a psychiatrist or whatever, and they are explaining, you know, their addiction. Well, it's not the addiction that you focus on. It's why you are addicted. What is it within you draws you? Whatever it may be.
Exactly.
It could be cigarette. It could be alcohol. It could be drugs. It could be food. It could be a number of things. And basically what it is that you are out of control of yourself, and only that can in any way redeem you of the pain that you feel because it's something else that's bothering you. Well, this
it's
is what we're experiencing now. You got to understand. They understand this is the black man's time. This is the black woman's time.
They're scared.
And I'm talking about melanin. And they're scared. And they see. Think about growing up and everybody telling you how privileged you are and how your whiteness is so beautiful and how everything is so sexy and handsome and worthwhile, and everything that doesn't look like you is primitive. It's nonsense. It's stupid. It's animal. It's to be rejected. Now, you're looking at the fact that everything that's not you is rising above you, and your numbers are dwindling, and theirs are growing.
Mm.
There's an inner fear in their heart, and they know this, and they know that they will never, ever, I'm talking about in specific, white fragilists. They know their time is up. You're not going to win no more votes because there's more melanated people than there are non-melanated people. Your time is up. Okay, have a seat, take a time out, shut your mouth, and start listening to the melanated people who are going to start to run things from now until eternity. The way it was meant to be. That's why the first world was melanated. That's why. It's simple. This is our time now. So family, what I'm saying to you is understanding how they are, understanding what they do with this voting thing. I ain't worried about this. They say, okay, you cannot bring food to people. You cannot bring water to people. Black folk going to bring banquet to the corner. They're going to bring food on their own. They're going to have backpacks. Yeah. They're going to have gallon water bottles. People, whatever it is that you say we need ID, we'll get ID. You tell us that is this, we'll do that.
By any means necessary.
And we're
going
to do it. By any means necessary. And so what we as a people have to do is realize this. We must do something, family. It's up to us. Because no matter what, if they gave us everything we asked for, everything, it's still, when all is said and done, it is still up to us to do something for us. And if that's the bottom line, let's just do for us and stop waiting for other people to do. I'm not waiting for President Biden to do nothing. I'm not waiting for anybody to pass no law.
Right.
I'm not waiting for none of that. It's time for us to pick up our pants, get up our courage, and do what we need to do for our people and for the children who will be born in 100 years. I have a 100-year plan.
Exactly.
Where are we going to be in 2121? That's what I'm building on now. Don't hate us because we're so beautiful. I know you can't.
You gotta recognize. You gotta recognize that the hate is secret love, because without love there is no hate, and without hate there is no love.
That's the bottom line.
So admiration.
That's it. Highest form of flattery.
Understand? Yeah. Understand that they sit there and watch us and they admire us. And if I was them, I'd do the same thing.
And when you realize that, you're all right. But look at us in music. Look at us in music. If you want to chart the history of music in the modern world, just trace black people. We were the ones that brought ragtime.
Listen, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I literally was watching something on Netflix called This Is Pop, and the first episode was about Boys to Men. The reason why NSYNC and 98 Degrees and Backstreet Boys exist is directly because of the success of Boys to Men in the pop world. And I didn't know that. I just found that today. And Nick Lachey from 98 Degrees said that specifically his group and the other ones exist. And they emulated everything that Boys to Men did, because they were able to exist in the black world and in the white world, and they were and everybody loved them. So one of the reasons why Boys to Men fell off or whatever the word is, weren't as popular as they were in the beginning, is because they created white groups that looked exactly like them that were more accepted in the music industry. And I never realized it on that level. But one of the members said specifically that the reason why they exist is because they emulated Boys to Men. And I was just like, that is just. And then they did
That's deep.
They would show, right. They would show the movements and the clothes and everything of the group Backstreet Boys and NSYNC and 98 Degrees. And they would show them, and sometimes you couldn't even really tell. Like they would go in so smoothly between the two groups that you didn't even realize that they had changed from Boys to Men to 98 Degrees. You didn't even realize, but if you watched it, you could see that one was black and one was white. But because it was so similar and so smooth, the transition, you couldn't even tell that they had transitioned from one group to the other in the picture that I was watching. And I was just so fascinated by it, because we really don't see how great we are. Like, we literally don't see it. We know it, but we don't see it. And it's just
amazing. But it's about seeing it and knowing it.
And they said it.
If the society is, is what society is telling us. They're telling us that we're not great, but yet they're studying.
Right,
they got notebooks in the back studying what we're doing and emulating it. And even the image, just the way we look. Look at all the Kardashians. Look at all of the people that are coming out nowadays that copying off the Beyoncés, copying off of all of those that came before. And now all of a sudden, look at the Miley Cyrus. Miley Cyrus didn't create twerking, but that's what catapulted her to the limelight and to, you know, she didn't create that. First of all, she didn't even do it right. So what are they trying to say?
You gotta have a derriere to do a twerk.
But twerking comes from Africa. Twerking is a very sacred move.
Yeah,
it's a move that involves from the waist to the knee. It is a sacred dance, and it's just natural in our legacy. You can see twerking in Puerto Rico, in Jamaica, in many different forms. But, you know, when you talk about Boys to Men and all the rest of this, listen, let me take you back to the early 1900s when you had people like Fred Astaire, the great dancer of European descent, Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. What these white folk used to do is they would go to the Apollo Theater and study the black dancers like Bill Bojangles Robinson, like the Nicholas Brothers. They would study them, and then they would bring it back into the movies, and they would make more money.
That's crazy.
When you think of where
they created it.
But see, they make more money. They make more money.
Right.
Like Britney Spears. Look. Whatever sister's going through, much respect to her. I pray it all works well for her. That's something separate. Let me speak about her talent. She's mediocre. She doesn't even touch the level of African excellence in music and dance.
Right.
Give me their mediocre. But hold on. But let's just take Elvis Presley, who copied Jackie Wilson.
Right.
He copied Jackie Wilson. Now, Jackie Wilson was the first signed act on Motown. A lot of people don't know that. Baby Work Out. Okay. Jackie Wilson was the one that brought in that switching of the hips that Elvis got famous for. When Jackie Wilson did it, everybody said that was nasty. You know, that was a race music. But when Elvis Presley did it, they made him the king of the very music. The term rock and roll comes from the black community. Rock and roll, if I may say this, I'm speaking to my daughters, I recognize, but I just want to tell you, rock and roll was people engaged in the physical activity.
Oh,
you say, I'm going to rock and roll you tonight, baby.
Oh, right.
I'm a rock and roll. We going to rock and roll tonight. that's where the very term came from, rock and roll.
Interesting.
It came from us. When we did it, they said it was race music. When they did it, they made it number one and made him a hit.
Yep.
Now,
yep.
When he became a hit, he brought attention to black folk. Okay? And when that happened, that was the breakthrough in music for black folk. It took Elvis Presley to do that because, you know, you ain't nothing but a hound dog. One of Elvis Presley's most popular songs was sung by a black woman in the 1930s.
What?
Wow.
Hound dog. Google it.
Wow.
Don't believe me.
Wow.
It wasn't Ma Rainey.
Wow.
But it was, I'm not, you know, it's off the top of my head now. I don't want to say something wrong. But if you Google the original song, "You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog," that's what made Elvis famous. But that a black woman sang that song.
Wow.
Okay, so when you're talking about you know, your music, the '90s, they only come on now. Now I got respect for Eminem, but he mediocre compared to what happened on the streets and music as it related to rap.
Yeah,
there we go. Thank you. okay? Big Mama Thornton, that was her name, okay? That's what made Elvis. Elvis took black music and copied Jackie Wilson's delivery and performance. Mm. Just check out Jackie Wilson.
That's
See,
so
we don't
crazy.
Know our history. So there's no, we should not be surprised everything they do. And why Simone Biles is such a threat is because they now know they can't copy her. It's not that they don't mind her doing it. It's that they can't do what she does.
So
they would let her do it. They would let her do it, and then they'd let a little European girl go ahead and do the same thing, and then they'd make her the queen of gymnastics. But they can't.
That's wild. That's wild.
We got to understand how great we are. We have to understand what we have accomplished, and we have to understand that imitation is the greatest form of flattery, and they hate to love us and love to hate us, but they just want to be us. But they can't be us because they ain't us, and they ain't got it, and they never will have it. And we got it.
And that's
even in South Central Bronx, in Detroit, in South Central Los Angeles, in South Side of Chicago, in the small neighborhoods in Arkansas and Texas. We got it going on. Even in our most fundamental way, we're better than the very best of them, even if we never become famous. We got it going on, family, and we have to understand it. Get your gift. Get that divine gift the Creator gave you. Sharpen your skills. Perfect your craft. And you don't have to take power from them because the power they got, you don't want. Look at what they did with the power they had. You got the power. Just assume it. Take it. Embrace it. Love it. Be dedicated to it. And stop waiting for other people to do what you're supposed to do for yourself.
Yeah, when they physically can't keep you down no more, they'll try to mentally keep you down. And that's what they're trying to do nowadays. Oh, look at how big your lips are, but yet they get lip injections. Look at how big your butt is, but yet implants. Look at how big your breasts are. They're disgusting, but yet they get breast implants. Like, we have to realize how amazing we are, be who we want to be, and not worry about what nobody else has to say. Guess what? For a while, I'll be like, oh, I don't want to show my tattoos. Now, I'm like, this is who I am. If you don't like me, I don't want to be around you then. You got a problem with me? I don't want to be around you. It's our culture. It's who we are. It's who we want to be. Like, we shouldn't have to try to dim our star so that theirs can shine brighter.
Exactly.
Listen, they took a woman of European descent with blonde hair, and they put her in the sun to make her dark. They then went out and got African women to come in and braid her hair. And then they put her in a movie. And the name of the movie was depicting the most beautiful woman ever be on the planet. And they named the movie Ken. And they made Bo Derek the name of the braids that she had in her hair. They called her braids, African braids, they called it the Bo Derek.
Yeah, they still call it that.
To the black woman.
They still call it that.
And even though they did that, but can you pierce through their insecurity to understand how beautiful and how wonderful you really are? From blackberry to vanilla cream, you are beautiful. And all the world emulates you. And they want to be like you. I'm now brothers too, but I'm talking to the sisters right now to help us understand how great you are. You're wonderful. Nothing wrong with the black woman. Something happened to the black woman. And out of this came this intergenerational pain that we've handed down to each other and to our people. One day. One day when we shake this sleepless slumber and we wake up, because remember, the first meal you eat after you come up out of your sleep is called what? Breakfast. That's the meal, the first meal you eat to give you strength to deal with your day. Culture.
Yep.
When you wake up out of this sleepless slumber, culture is your breakfast. to get you through your day. Come on now, we're going to start something here.
There we go. There we go. Every day, the breakfast of champions.
That, hey, listen, I like that. I'm going to copy that. There's a song by McFadden and Whitehead that came out in the 70s out of Philly. The song was Ain't No Stopping Us Now. And the words of the song is exactly what was meant. Ain't no stopping us now.
We're on the move.
There we go.
There
we're
go.
On the move. That's it. We are. We are. Even though we may not see it, we are, whether we realize it or not. We are moving forward. That's why they're doing what they're doing, because they see their future. Just imagine what it must be like to have been born into an illusion that made you feel that everything about you was why God put you on the planet. And then all of a sudden, you start learning the truth, and you begin to realize you ain't
you
all
ain't that,
that
great.
You ain't all that. Not only are you not all that, but I'm going
to
show you who is all that.
You ain't right.
And that's
right.
And that's our sister, Sha'Carri, and Simone Biles, and John Henry Clark, and RZA Islam.
And you. And you.
Okay. Well, I leave it to other people to include me. I don't dare assume. But that's but you're correct. Okay, we are gonna do in the classrooms of America and the world what Michael Jordan did and what Simone Biles did in their respective sports. We're going to change the game. We're going to make it so they can't test our children, because our children are going to be smarter than the teachers.
I mean, that's already happening. That's why the tests look the way that they do.
Well, that's why we're going through what we're going through, and this pandemic might have been a blessing in disguise. You never know. Because this done changed things a whole bunch. So I'm looking forward to the future. We got because these folk done going cray cray. They're not crazy. They cray cray. You know, cray cray is when you should have been institutionalized 10 years ago for the way you acted. And cray cray is if you continue to act the way you acted 10 years ago, 6 years ago, they should have started putting you on meds. Because you got some serious problems.
Well, I think so we should play a song on that.
Oh, yeah. They played a song about that. Want to hear
it? We gonna play a song about it.
There we go.
And we'll be right back. And we'll be right back.
Themselves. I meditate for practice. Channel 9 News tell me I'm moving backwards. 8 black left, death is around the corner. 7 misleading statements by my persona. 6 headlights waving in my direction. 5-0 asking me what's in my possession. Yeah, I keep running, jumping to aqueducts, fire hydrants and hazardous smoke alarms on the back of us. But mama, don't cry for me, ride for me, try for me, live for me, breathe for me, sing for me, honestly guiding me. I can be more than I gotta be, stole from me, lies to me, nation hypocrisy, code on me, driving me wicked. My spirit inspired me like, yeah. Open correctional gates in high deserts. Yeah. Open our mind as we cast away oppression. Open the streets and watch our beliefs. And when they call my name inside the concrete, I pray it for every
freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
I love that song.
Who was that?
Beyonce.
I figured, but I just wanted to keep that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was Beyonce. That was Freedom. That was Beyonce and Kendrick Lamar, actually.
Oh, okay. All right.
Nice. Yeah, can't go
wrong with
Beyonce.
Right, I was going to say, I can't get enough. After Lemonade, I mean, I've always liked Beyonce, but after Lemonade, it was a different type of respect that I had for her, especially the visual.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal. And then she did Homecoming, she did Coachella. Oh, that was just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We all,
absolutely.
We all just
first
have to
black
understand
woman.
How great we are.
That's the first step. That's literally the foundation of making us better.
Yeah.
Like
Dr. Clark.
There's... Go ahead, Daddy.
I'll follow you. No, I'll follow you.
No, it fell out of my head. I don't even know what I was going to say.
I was going to say that, the first homework assignment Dr. Clark gave me when I was 12 and a half is one that I've continued throughout my life. To look in the mirror and tell the person you're looking at, I love you and mean it. Because he said, if you can't do that, there's nothing anyone outside of you can do for you.
Right.
The same thing with Dr. Sabi and Sister Ma'a. So, the one thing, as long as I've gone, there's one thing Dr. Sabi told me all the time. There's something that Sister Ma'a told me, and she said it to everyone that I have ever encountered. And the bottom line is that healing starts with self-love.
Mm-hmm.
You can take all these herbs that you want, which I do. You can take all these herbs, but if inside of you there's a negative vibration, there's a chance you won't heal. You can't heal with the herbs alone. Everybody say, oh man, these herbs don't work. No, it doesn't. It's not that the herbs don't work. It's that you are not approaching this properly. The first step in the ascendancy of the human spirit is to love yourself. the way you were born.
Mm-hmm.
Just love what who you're looking at. This goes to every human being, not just black folk. Every human being should love who they are. Mm. And if we did, the world we created would be much better. But we're living amongst
mm-hmm.
people that don't know the creator. They don't know
yep.
their divine purpose.
Mm.
We must do it. Stop waiting for other people. It is up
mm-hmm.
to us. Our mantra every day we wake up in the morning should be, if it is to be, it's up to me.
I love it.
I'm going to get a post-it and put that next to the mirror. I'm going to get a post-it and post that on the mirror.
Think about it. It's simple yet complex. If it is to be, it's up to me.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you are born with a Judas and a Messiah. Judas's job is to make sure you don't achieve your goal, and the Messiah's job is to make sure you do. And while Judas, which is in all of us, we all have a Judas and we all have a Messiah. And while the Judas in us may fall down 9 times, the Messiah rises 10.
Mm-hmm.
Once we understand this, there's no stopping us now. There's no stopping us. And as long as we continue to believe that they can help us, we ain't going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
To us.
Yep. I believe
not up
that.
To them.
I believe that.
I don't care nothing about their laws. I don't care nothing about their programs. I don't care nothing about whatever they do. The bottom line is if we ain't up on it, it ain't going to get done. It is up to us to do for us what is necessary once and for all. Stop waiting for people to do for you what you ought to be doing for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. I agree with
but
that.
But your generation.
I don't need
much respect to your generation. So, I follow y'all's lead.
I feel like you said it all. I mean, I don't think that we if we get what we need and we actually work hard, we won't have anything to look forward to. We won't and it's. And it's the concept of the money is in the the money is in the research and not the cure. If
mm-hmm.
if black people are cured, if we're cured, there's no more money to be made. Like all of this, that even something that you've said, I think you said, did you say it about the million? It was I feel like it was the recent Million Man March that had happened. And we were talking about, like, if all the money, I think you said it, Daddy, if all the money that the police were paid overtime, the hotels, everything else, all that money was spent on a black business, we would have taken ourselves close. Some people would have been taken out of poverty. Like, we spent so much money, and nothing happened with what we did. There was so much money spent on that. It was the one that was recent. It was a couple of years ago. So much money was spent to go there and to stay in the hotels and to get police officers to be out there. And there were so many good ideas, and nothing has come of it. And we could have taken all of that money and spent it in a black business or deposited it into a black bank. But it's all of the money, like they encourage us to protest and to march and to do, because they make money when we're trying to be accepted by society instead of, like not wanting society to, like, society love me. I don't care if society loves me. I care if my family loves me. I care if I love me. Like, that's all that matters. But when we are cured, there's even people that will keep us divided. And that's one of the reasons why I appreciate you so much, Daddy, when it comes to education of black people. Like, for you, it's not the same way as for other people. There's black people in the community that look like us, and they make money off of us being angry. And
mm-hmm.
they will not be. They'll never make money if they actually give us the tools that we need to succeed in society. We are not going. They're going to stop making money, and it's even worse when black people do it, because we expect them to be there for us because they look like us. We don't. We know what to expect when we look at other people because we know what we're looking for. But when it's our people doing it, it's even worse because they're supposed to be there for us. but they're making money off it, so they're keeping us separated. Light skin, dark skin, black men, gay, straight, they're making us all fight each other so that they can continue making money. Because once they, you know, when it's all up, when we're good, when we're successful, when we're all successful, what are they going to make money on? There's people that specifically are out there making money off of our pain. And some of them look like us and some of them don't. And that's what we really need to figure out. We don't need a leader. I mean, it's nice to have somebody to get educated from, and like people look to you to be educated, Daddy. Like there's people that look to for, because we all serve a purpose. But we don't need one person to lead all of us. All of us have our own purpose that we need to share with each other. That's where the concept of bartering comes from. We don't need to pray to the dollar bill. We should just share what we're good at. The same thing, we don't need to pray to one leader or ask one leader to save us. We need to share what we're good at. I'm good at writing. You know, other people, I'm good at finance. You're good at kids. You're good at making sure that people are mentally stable. Daddy, you're doing everything. Like, everybody has a purpose. And instead of us thinking that we all have to be doing one thing and all of us have to do the same one thing, and if you don't do it, you're not black enough, we really have to take into consideration how we can all contribute to making, to loving ourselves as black people. We all need to figure that out, how we can contribute the best.
You know, when we talk about music, you talk about NSYNC and you talk about all these groups. Music, in many ways, there's a connection in the cosmos with harmony and balance and ma'at.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And one of the things about our music is look at how our groups are. When you talk about NSYNC and you talk about all of the different groups, what is the one thing that they all do that makes them very clearly very popular? It is that they sing in harmony.
Yeah.
They sing in harmony. Black folk are person to person. When you look at what happened in rock music, and I'm speaking basically in terms of peoples of European descent, when you look at, you know, the ideas of the Motown, what you're going to see is you're going to see groups. And look at what they did to our groups. What they did was they separated us. When you think about the Temptations, they broke up the Temptations. They took out David Ruffin, made him an individual star. They took out Eddie Kendricks, made him an individual star. Look at what they did with the Jackson. They took Michael Jackson away from the Jackson. Look at what they did with Gladys Knight and the Pips. There's only one group that remained intact for as long as they possibly could. And that group was called the Four Tops. The Four Tops. Isley Brothers was not recording with Motown then. But the point that I'm trying to make in the music is that we harmonize. And if you look at any of the stars that were separated from the groups of Motown, they didn't last long because they were out of their normal way. They went into the way Europeans do music, which is you always have the front person. It's not a... They don't harmonize. So what made all these white groups that you're talking about so popular is they did a black thing, which was to harmonize.
Yep.
Think about the groups that you're talking about, NSYNC, all of them. They were all mirror image, not just of boys to men, but the Four Tops, the Temptations, the Stylistics, the Main Ingredient. I could go through the line of music. But here's my point. With that same concept, that's how we like to govern ourselves. We govern ourselves in councils. We harmonize different ideas. American democracy has never existed, but American democracy is based off of the African perspective of governance, of ma'at, harmony and balance, bring many different ideas together with much respect towards everybody's perspective. Put your ideas on the table and then allow the people to decide the direction that they want to go.
Mm-hmm.
There's no one person in charge. A lot of times the elder of the council held sway, but they did not control the decisions of the community. It was the council. It was the council that determined the direction, but it was the people that decided where they were going. Just what you're looking at happening in America today tells you that this is a travesty of humanity. It's horrible when people don't have the right to choose. It is the tyranny of the minority. We are a harmonic people. We work together. We differ. We have different ideas, and that's very healthy. It's very healthy to have different ideas because it is out of those points of departure of difference that you come to the final and best solution for what you're looking at. No one person has the answer, but together we have the way to go. So we can compare governance with music. What made all those groups popular was they was white boys doing a black thing.
Yep. Yeah, with everything.
And they
same
were
thing
mediocre,
with the rappers.
They
come out as rappers. The white boys come out as rappers, and then they go all of a sudden now they're in rock and roll or they're in heavy metal, and it's like.
Oh, yeah. Well, look at your boy Justin Timberlake. That's who he is.
Yeah.
He's the Usher.
Yep.
You know, he's the Chris Brown. But he's mediocre.
Do you see what happens when Lil Nas X tried to do a country song? He had to get a country artist to be on the song for him to even be allowed to do the song and have it considered country. Like, we allow all of them in our stuff, but we're not allowed to do their song.
Because he was not allowed to sing
Old Town Road.
But guess what? Country music was started by black people.
They don't think
country music, now why? They've already written a story about that. There's already a history of country music that came out of black folk on the plantation.
Wow.
We invented that, family. We did that. What? The guitar. The guitar is the head of a drum turned sideways. We created the guitar. You can see guitars in Africa to go back 1,000 years. Because when we would play the drum, eventually the head of the drum would shred. So then we started to strum the head of the drum. And so what some Africans decided to do, genius that they were, they cut the head of the drum off and attached it to a stick. And then took different types of strings and connected the string from the part that extends out to some of the shreds of the drum head, and that's where the banjo came from. You know, the tambourine is the drum that the head of the drum that cut off, and you put different types of sounds on the side, like the little bell. We did that. And they stole it. They put their name on it. And now they feel like they got everything. Family, we got to understand how great we are. We really do. We really have to understand it. We created, you know, I was working with a school. In fact, one of the teachers was, she wrote a movie about, I forget what it was. Meryl Streep played her part. But the part that was played was that she brought violins and classical music into a Harlem school. And one of the interesting things when I saw the movie, because I did workshops in this school. In fact, I met her when she was in the school. And what was interesting is that some of the parents were saying, you know, they didn't really want their children to play classical music because that's white people music. You see, we don't even understand that we brought classical music and the piano into Europe. We created what's called Baroque. Started in like the 1600s. And then Baroque would then become classical music. We don't know that that Wolfgang Amadeus, Mozart, his teacher was a black man named Suleiman. We don't know Beethoven was a black man. We don't know that the greatest poet of Europe, Goethe, G-O-E-T-H-E, was a black man. We don't know our history. We don't know how great we are.
And redone.
And they made it mediocre.
Right.
They made what was great mediocre. Beethoven played the piano in a way that they thought that he had, you know, the webs in your finger, in between your fingers at the base of your fingers. The web-like. They thought that he had sliced those webs because when he played the piano, he played notes that a regular hand could not play. So they were trying to figure out how was he able to write this music and play the piano in a way that the human hand is not structured to be able to play like that. The hand is smaller than what the wide breadth of his music was doing. What they didn't understand is that he could form his hand to do whatever he wanted. And if you want to see somebody in the jazz world that did that, just Google a man named Oscar Peterson. Don't believe me. Oscar Peterson. Check him out. We don't know how great
well,
we are.
But we'll get
and
there.
All of y'all are great. All of y'all are great. And I believe Sasha and Kandike and to Heru, your brother, and to Caress, y'all are going to do it. I'm telling you that now.
I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it.
You know something? I'm telling you, you're going to do it.
You know,
it's just the
you
way
know,
it
it's
is.
Funny, it's funny. It's funny that you say this because the song that I was choosing to, the song that we were the song that I really wanted to play on the way out is like almost saying exactly what you're saying, and it always reminds me of you. Like the first time I heard it, it just made me so emotional because it reminded me of you. Exactly what you just said is what the song is about. So I'm looking forward to playing it.
I'm looking forward to hearing it.
That's
well,
wonderful. You
on
know,
that note,
and I always look forward to. Right. I always look forward to what we're going to talk about in the next 2 weeks, but I don't want it to be anything too exciting. So but let's keep it mild. All right.
All right. Well, keep on keeping on because it ain't over till we win.
That's it. And as I go out, I just want to congratulate Sasha and Chris, and I wish you all the very best in your future and raise your dynasty. Raise the dynasty to do what they got to do to get us where we got to go.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
The way to do
family.
It.
Thank you. Hotep.
Hotep.
Think again, better wake up because you're part of something way bigger. You're part of something way bigger. Not just a speck in the universe, not just some words in a Bible verse. You are the living word. You're part of something way bigger. Bigger than you, bigger than we. Bigger than the picture they framed us to see. But now we see it, and it ain't no secret. No. Understand that truth about that question in your soul. Look up, don't look down, then watch the answers unfold. Life is your birthright, say he's dead in the fine print. Take the pen and rewrite it. Step out your wisdom and step in your wisdom and know that you're excellent, right? Spirit is teaching, no, I'm not just preaching, I'm taking my own advice. Let mama let you know, mama's still trying, I can't get no days off. I don't get no days off, truly I'm feeling it, I have to say that thing twice. Trying to be a good wife, still really hard, I can't lie. But I promise you I will fight, so I fight. If you're feeling frustrated and you're thinking I'm jumping it, forgiveness is key because we're fighting something way bigger. You never lose, we are winners. I'll be the root, you be the tree. That's on the fruit that was given to me. Legacy, we're part of something way bigger. In the picture they framed us to see. Legacy, oh, you're part of something way bigger. Let love be the water I pour into you and you pour into me. There ain't no drought here, blooming through our actual power. I'll be a sanctuary, you just don't know yet. You just don't know yet. No matter how hard it gets, you got my blood in ya, and you're gonna rise. You're part of something way bigger. You're part of something way bigger. Bigger than you, bigger than me. Bigger than the picture that faded to be, yeah. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You're part of something way bigger. Again, better wake up because you're part of something way bigger. You're part of something way bigger. I'll be the root, you'll be the tree. Pass on the fruit that was given to me. Legacy, we're part of something way bigger.